from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
Right now on the Afternoon Edition, the Half Moon Bay community is still in mourning as officials search for solutions on two major issues. Good afternoon, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ryan Yamamoto. In their first meeting since last week's Half Moon Bay shootings, the San Mateo County Board of Supervisors held a moment of silence honoring the seven farm workers who were killed. They discussed how the community has coped since the tragedy. Supervisor Ray Moeller, whose district includes Half Moon Bay, said people are still trying to search for an answer in order to make sure something like this does not happen again. He also said the incident also sheds light on how Half Moon Bay's vulnerable farm worker population lives and that elected officials should focus on long-term solutions to protect them.
The best way that we can show their families that they are not forgotten is to move forward boldly with policy that honors those lives.
Several events are planned today in memory of those victims. An interfaith community service will happen at 4 p.m. at the Boys and Girls Club Event Center. That's on Kelly Avenue. That will be followed by a procession on Main Street. Then at 6 p.m., a community dinner and fellowship will be held.
So what are officials doing about it? Well, Supervisor Moeller says the county is already taking steps to create affordable housing for farm workers. Here are the pictures that he tweeted out when he went to see the living conditions at California Terra Gardens, where the shooting occurred. California Terra Gardens, meanwhile, did not have permission to house farm workers. They said they were unaware of the violations and have promised to build new permanent housing for its employees and families by next year. Vice Mayor Joaquin Jimenez says Half Moon Bay needs more affordable housing and that a $24 million project is already in the works.
The plan is to do a four-story building that, again, will be social service on the first level, other services, other programs for the farm workers, and housing.
Meanwhile, Supervisor Moeller took it a step further, saying he wants affordable housing accessible to every farm worker on the coast who risked their lives subsidizing the cost of our produce.
And as for curbing gun violence, California already has more than 100 gun laws, and now the recent mass shootings in Half Moon Bay and Monterey Park have prompted state lawmakers to call for even more regulation. Last week, State Senator Nancy Skinner of Berkeley introduced legislation that would require gun owners to purchase liability insurance, which was inspired by a law on the books in San Jose. Standing behind many of these laws, though, are family members whose lives have been shattered by gun violence. Lauren Toms introduces us to a Bay Area mother who is turning her grief over her son's tragic death into action.
I can remember you telling me how great and rewarding a career in the medical field could be whenever the question of what I wanted to do with my life came up.
Claire Cincina reads a letter written to her by her son just before he finished training to be a paramedic.
Love your son, Camilo.
They're some of the last words he would say to her before he was killed when a person opened fire on an innocent crowd of clubgoers in San Francisco in 2014.
He wasn't doing anything wrong. This is what happens in this country when there's so many guns, and it's not acceptable.
After facing an unimaginable loss, Claire turned to advocacy to heal, championing gun laws in California through Moms Demand Action.
Now, it was a bill that I immediately thought this would have made no difference in my son's shooting. And then realized, but it would have made a difference in someone's shooting. My son is not going to come back because of any bills that are pushed now, but it will make a difference in some in the future.
California has some of the most restrictive gun laws in the nation, and state lawmakers are expected to push a handful of new legislation in the wake of a string of mass shootings across the state. At the turn of the year, several new gun laws went into effect. One law now prohibits anyone convicted of child or elder abuse from possessing a firearm. Another allows gun violence victims to sue the gun manufacturer or dealer.
I feel like I'm honoring my son when I'm doing this. I feel like I'm because I'm speaking up, and I just don't let his death go unnoticed. And I feel like we are making a headway.
Claire says she's not sure any laws could have protected Camilo, but she'll keep fighting to protect other families from gun violence.
Because it's how I mother my son is doing this work. So I know that these bills make a difference because I know people who maybe would still have their children if these were in place.
Other potential laws in the pipeline include a state excise tax on ammunition and guns. Another bill would revise California's laws on permits to carry concealed weapons in public after the Supreme Court tossed out similar limits in New York.
A family of four survived a plunge down a cliff in San Mateo County earlier this month. The father behind the wheel is accused of driving off that cliff on purpose. Dharmesh Patel did not enter a plea yesterday. He was released from the hospital on Friday and immediately booked into the San Mateo County Jail. He is being held without bail. We've also learned that Patel has been charged with 3 counts of attempted murder and 2 counts of domestic violence. The district attorney said based on videos from a nearby tunnel and witness statements, the DA believes the evidence supports the charges.
The people who were driving behind him described for us very, very in good detail about the vehicle's movement, the fact of lack of brake lights, things of that nature. And then number two, on the Tom Lantos tunnel, there are cameras on that. And so we have video showing the movement of the car as it went after it left the tunnel, went up the hill, went turned off of the road and then turned to go down the cliff.
The DA said he is not releasing that video to the media and that there is no indication the Tesla malfunctioned. He also said the CHP has a specialized team that will be examining the car to answer just that question.
Former President Trump took the Fifth Amendment 400 times while being questioned by the New York Attorney General's office.
I do.
The newly released video shows only part of the hours-long deposition. It was part of the Attorney General's fraud investigation into the former president and his children's New York businesses. Trump defended taking the Fifth by saying anyone in his position would do the same thing.
Anyone in my position not taking the Fifth Amendment would be a fool, an absolute fool. One statement or answer that is ever so slightly off, just ever so slightly, by accident, by mistake, such as it was a sunny and beautiful day when actually it was slightly overcast, would be met by law enforcement at a level seldom seen in this country, because I've experienced it. The United States Constitution exists for this very purpose. And I will utilize it to the fullest extent and defend myself against this malicious attack by this administration.
Following this investigation, the New York Attorney General's office did sue the former president, his children, and his company for $250 million. That lawsuit alleges they inflated the value of their businesses.